Excuse-moi. Thank you. Okay. So let's move on here into what is going to bring the Geula today. So he says, the Gaon, we said the Torah is going to bring the Geula. Now, the next piece of the Gaon is quoted by Rabbi Hanan many times, it's quoted by Rabbi Chafetz Chaim many times. It's a very, very famous piece of the Gra, very fundamental piece, okay? The Gra says the following, Ha-Geula mechuna b'shem boiker. Geula is called the boiker. We wait for the boiker. We wait for Ayelas HaShachar. We wait for the boiker, for the morning. That means so that the Geula is called boiker. It's called morning. Now, why is the Geula called boiker? I would think maybe there's another more appropriate name for it, called Yoim, right? Or why boiker? Why morning? So the Gaon says, "Kamasha kozev also boiker v'gam laila." So let's shelve that point for a second. Okay. So first of all, boiker. Why boiker? V'chein mechone b'shem leida. It's also called a leida, a birth. Again, kamasha kozev ki chola gam yolda tziyoy. So that's a little bit of a funny term. A leida is. How is the Geula compared to a Leda, a birth? So he explains the following. He explains that part of the Geula, part of these titles are so that to be miramis to us, a very fundamental point in the Geula process. In the Geula, part of the Geula process is that there has to be difficulties and Schwerigkeiten and things which are not so simple leading up to the Geula. You got to hit the darker moment before you can go ahead and hit the lighter moment. So the Geula is not just, you know, it's great. It's the birthing process. It says the Gaon for 9 months. You know, okay, it was pretty good. It was hard here and there. And then all of a sudden, the hardest, the most difficult time of the pregnancy is the one which is leading up to the birth itself. Why is that? Because you no pain, no gain. If you don't, there has to be a little bit of a tsar in order to go and appreciate or create a new life. So the Gaon says that in order for the Geula to happen, the Geula is a birthing process. There could be parts of the Gaulis that are okay, fine. No, terrible. There were Kufis and Klai Yisrael. There were times, pockets of time that the Jewish people had it okay. Fine. But right before the Geula, that's like the birthing process. Right before Geula is going to be pain. It's going to be difficult. And it's necessary to be able to create that the Geula process. And he says, similarly, is by that's why we say, by the way, So that's what he says. When's the greatest, the Gaon says, the greatest darkness of the night is right before the morning. That's the moment of greatest darkness. Again, same point. In order to create light, the birth of light requires or is usually preceded by the greatest darkness.
Wow.
It's not a very pleasant comment, but he says there will be before the Geula a period of time which will be worse than the rest of the Geulos. similar to a birthing process.
Is that what we're going through now, Rabbi?
That's the... I need a higher paid employee for that than me. But he says it's like a birthing process. Part of the pregnancy is not so bad, or whatever. And part wasn't great. Part was hard. But right before, to create the birth, there needs to be something serious. Now, why does it have to be that way? I'm not sure. Okay? But that's what the place, that's what all the Mepharshim say, by Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. Kadosh Baruch Hu makes the Yeshua Matzmiach, plant. So just like when you plant a seed in the ground, it's got to self-destruct and kind of fall apart in order to be able to then grow, right? So the Geula of Klal Yisrael is similar in that sense. The Klal Yisrael has to, there's got to be, you got to go through these sorrows. Now, it could be that everything going on is still a continuation of what went on. It's, I don't know. I'm not sure exactly. And remember, like in most things that we've been talking about in the context of the Geula, there's Be'ita and there's Achishana. It could be that there's two parts of the process. Right, there's the process that would happen pashup shot, and then there's the process the way it happens when we rush it, and then there's the process the way it happens when it happens at the right time. So it could be that if we do ba'achishana, we can avoid these chavalei Mashiach. Now, by the way, the Goyim says, why are they called? What's the term used for the tsarais of Klal Yisrael associated with Mashiach? It's called Chevle Mashiach. Chevle Mashiach. Chevle is the term of birthing pains. It's exactly that term. Okay? Now, one of the Maraim said, he doesn't want to be around for that. It's not going to be very pleasant. Well, that's why it's called Chevel Mashiach. By the way, how do you protect yourself from Chevel Mashiach?
Learning.
So here, of course. So, but we have, there's three ways, actually. Learning. Better way, learning with Chesed. That's what Gemara says. The Gemara says,
and Tzedakah, right?
Could be. I think the Gemara is talking here about Chesed. Probably Tzedakah also. So it's learning and Chesed. And then the Gemara, and then there's the Zmiris. We say every Shabbos in the Zmiris. Exactly. Shabbos is like. Call him a sangiba. Anyone that's misanig in Shabbos, call him a sangiba. You tzalu lervacha. No, call him a sangiba. Yiskol of Sukkah. Mechev le Mashiach, you tzalu lervacha. So anyone that celebrates Shabbos properly, mechev le Mashiach, you tzalu. They will be saved. Hatzala. They will, you tzalu lervacha. They will be saved lervacha. They will be, have revacha from the chev le Mashiach if you celebrate Shabbos properly as well. So a person, because he's, I guess, appreciating Olam Haba, you know, that's the whole concept. He understands that there's a reality of Olam Haba even in this world. So he doesn't need to go through this Chevel Mashiach process, because the whole point of Chevel Mashiach is you got to have a rebirth. And when you have a rebirth, you got to create new life. It's painful. But this guy understands that already. So he's right now living with that understanding. He does not have to be reborn again. So he doesn't need Chevel Mashiach, because he's already celebrating Me'ein Olam Haba. He's celebrating Shabbos in that sense. He has a spiritual reality, this guy. All right. So therefore, he will be protected from the Chevel Mashiach. Interestingly enough. So, Lamaisa, the Chafetz Chaim writes many times, he writes at great length, a big arichas. They bring in the back, he writes that at a great length to explain that when the tsaris, like Adam said, nowadays in our times that we see the crazy pain, people don't understand what is Hashem doing to us. What's going to be? What's going to be? So he says, "Hine yadua." I'll tell you what's going to be. It's well known. Mashikasa agra. So the Chofetz Chaim brings down this piece of the gra. Shekol yimei galus doimin leherayin. The galus is like a pregnancy, but the soif of the galus is the chevel Mashiach, is the birth, and that's the toughest time. So, that's why it's a little difficult, because sometimes, you know, it says, oh, there's a tsar coming. So on the one hand, it's bad. On the other hand, maybe this is going to bring the Mashiach. It's like, the Chofetz Chaim says, it's like a woman. She's pregnant and she's, oh, I'm getting contractions. Oh, no. Oh, no, this is what you've been waiting for. This is going to be the birthing process. So it's kind of like hard balance, right? So it's Chofetz Chaim trying to give chizuk that it's these very pains, these very tsaris that's going to end up bringing Mashiach, right? Right? Then the Chofetz Chaim goes on and says that anyway, you see that what we're living, but the Chofetz Chaim proves, he brings a proof to the Gra from the Golos Mitzrayim. Golos Mitzrayim, when was the worst part of the Golos? Tichbad Avayda Al Hashem, Layayas, right? That the hardest part was when they started right before the Gula. In other words, it wasn't like they worked hard and then it got easier and easier until the Gula. It was easier and easier. Then all of a sudden, bam, 86 years of bam, bad work. At the end of the 410, at the end of the 210, it was only the last few years which were the worst, right? It wasn't the beginning which was the worst. It was the end which was the worst. And then right after that, that's when the Gula started. So the Chofetz Chaim proves the gross point from Golos Mitzrayim as well. And you say that's actually the way the process worked. That was, so, you know, the Gra sees this. He sees this in the Sukkim of it, in the Torah of it. But as the Chizuk of it, it's a Chizuk in a way. That when we see these things going on, it doesn't mean we have to try and hope for it. But when you do see it going on, it does become a Chizuk. And maybe this is part of a bigger process.
At the same time, though, there's been different tsaros over the last 2,000 years.
Right. Right. Now, that doesn't mean like my kid, you know, kids come and say, oh, I heard Mashiach comes when there's a war in Ukraine. So you have to be very careful with that stuff because it gets people to be, you know, disappointed.
Expansion positions.
You know? Yeah. Right. So
yeah, you got to be careful with that, right? Because people get turned, if it doesn't happen, they get so disappointed they stop.
Right. Fighting. So I always told my kid, I said, look, what that means is that it's a time which is possible for us to do tshuva enough that Hashem will bring the gula. But it's only if we do it. It's no magic here, no magic tricks. You know? Anyway, so some interesting gras, you know, interesting pieces here. So we're closing in. We'll have to decide what sefer to learn next. We'll have to figure it out by the end of next week. Okay, shkarach everyone. Have a good Shabbos.
Shabbat shalom, Rabbi. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom.
Right,
my pleasure. How do my pictures come out?